Three murders and a killer on the run. Mike Bullinger had a wife in Utah and a girlfriend in Idaho. Then his two worlds collided, and three people wound up dead. For Nadja Medley, a widow and single mom who found a new love with pilot Gerald Michael Mike Bullinger, her new Idaho home with him was perfect. Narrating a video tour of the property for her Facebook friends in May 2017, she scanned an expansive backyard where she and her daughter Peyton, 14, could keep their menagerie of chickens, rabbits, and dogs, and fields overgrown with wildflowers. "You can't even see the house because of all the trees," Medley, 48, gushed. "Yep, baby, we're loving it." But there was a deadly darkness she didn't see. 6 weeks later, worried friends who hadn't heard from Medley asked the Canyon County Sheriff's Office to check on her and Peyton at the house. There, an officer following a foul odor found mother and daughter dead in the backyard shed, covered by a tarp and lying beside just one of the secrets Bullinger had kept from them, his wife, Cheryl Baker, 56. The trio had been killed, each with a single gunshot to the head, 10 to 12 days earlier, Sheriff Karen Donahue says. Medley's three dogs were also found dead. It was a horrific scene, and Bullinger, he had a 10-day head start to get away. More than a year later, Bullinger's fate remains a mystery. Hundreds of tips and sightings around Idaho and Utah proved dead ends. His car was found deep in Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming, and a search of those 3.4 million acres found no trace of him. But his guilt, as far as Donahue is concerned, is not in doubt. Critical evidence was found in the car and at his homes in Caldwell, Idaho, and Ogden, Utah, the sheriff says, and priority number one is to find him. Mr. Bullinger committed this crime, and yes, we can prove that in court. But is Bullinger still alive to face capture, let alone a trial? Though the outdoorsy 60-year-old taught survival training, he couldn't have survived winter in Bridger Teton, Donahue says. It's my belief he took his life in the forest or died by exposure. But he could be out there, and that's why we work it every day. He's a danger to society.